This 96.5 podcast is brought to you by station sponsor alisajames.com.au.
For all your fashion needs at a fraction of the cost, live the look.
The family show this morning. Bruce Sullivan is from Red Hot Relationships with some advice today on Christmas Day, how to make it a peaceful one. G'day, Bruce. How are you?
Yeah, look, good morning. A couple more things, particularly based on conversations this week, on just how to make sure the actual Christmas day can be a really good one. And I think the first thing at the top of that list is joy versus judgment. What are you prepared to do to go along on Christmas Day and personally inject joy into the day and not a whole lot of judgment into the day? How do you bring joy into that space and not judgment? And what's the impact of that going to be?
So it's about having that attitude before you even get there.
Oh, definitely, Robbie. And it's almost a conversation that you can start having with yourself now. And if you've always been a bit of a Christmas Grinch, then maybe it's a chance to have that conversation with other people that know you really well that might be able to give you some feedback and even some help. But, you know, it's almost like sometimes people go along to Christmas Day. You know, I'm going to the rallies, I'm going to the in-laws, and it's like I'm here, now you better entertain me and make my day good for me, as opposed to, hey, I'm here, and I'm here to bring some joy. And just as well you invited me to your Christmas lunch, because I'm going to come along and I'm going to do something, whatever it is. I remember a couple of years ago, Gillian bought little Nerf guns for everyone, and we went around the house, and it was the biggest all-time after. Instead of the little nana-nap after lunch,
it was war.
It was war, and it was like all fun and games till someone lost an eye, but we found it, popped it back in, and we just kept going.
Why is Christmas Day such a pressure cooker, mate? I mean, is it the expectation that's too high? Because people do get upset on the day. Why is there that tension?
I think it is because of the expectation. We have some unrealistic expectations about what it's going to be. And I don't think we honestly do enough preparation. We do preparation for some things, but we don't do the preparation on our mindset. We don't get our head right before we go. So, you know, we've got the presents and we've got the food and we've got all of this. And did you bring the extra drink? And oh, make sure you chuck the blanket in for the kid. You know, you've got all of those kind of logistics in just getting there. And let's face it, you know, it's running up to the end of the year and people are almost kind of like, oh, just fall over the line into Christmas Day. I think it's a really good thing as a family to have a conversation about, you know, how do we want to remember this Christmas Day? What's going to be the legacy that we live for Christmas 2011? And you know, what's your plan to bring some joy? Whether it's to go and buy, you know, 16 different varieties of ice cream on the day. So your plan is to absolutely be the ice cream maniac after lunch on Christmas Day, or, you know, Christmas afternoon, or, you know, you're going to go and visit someone else in the evening, just going along with an attitude of, I'm going to bring joy into this place, not judgment into this place.
And do you think sometimes we try to fit too much into the day? You just mentioned about, you know, going somewhere in the evening. Some family situations, they have, you know, breakfast at one home, lunch at another home, call through and visit someone else in the afternoon, and then end up in someone else's home in the evening.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's unrealistic whether it's Christmas or not Christmas.
Yeah, oh, look, and there's not too many days where you would have that kind of social interaction, which I think, Robbie, makes it even more important to be able to have a plan to say, look, we are going to these three places for Christmas. We've already said yes. We've already got this commitment. Instead of going along and going, oh, well, you know, geez, they didn't have very nice food, or the M&Ms, and, you know, geez, that couch was looking a bit tired, and, you know, they didn't do anything to entertain me. Now we're off to the next thing, like it's some sort of arduous ritual.
Yeah.
If I said yes to it, then what can I do to actually go and bring some joy into that place? And it's a conversation sometimes you just don't want to have, but if you've already said yes, I think, gosh, you know, if I'm going, how am I going to make this Christmas 2011 not just some, oh, put a tick in that box and that's over? What can I do to bring some joy?
Well, it beats the alternative of spending it alone without the family, and then if you are spending it alone, grab a Nerf gun and shoot it over the fence at the neighbour's kids and bring some joy to their life.
Well, and look, Liam, I think that was the second part that I was going to talk about today, that, and this is for grown-ups and not really for kids, is that when you find yourself turning into that little negative space, you know, what you just even said by that comment was a little perspective comment. So, you know, how do you bring some gratefulness into the day? So if you need, you know, if you find yourself sinking into that little negative abyss going, just be grateful the fact that, you know, you're having at least Christmas in Australia, and there's probably a good chance you've got access to fresh water for the day. You've got access to a toilet, probably food, clothing, shelter. There's quite a few things that you can be grateful for. And, you know, maybe that's the game, Robbie, you play in the car between the breakfast, lunch and dinner, is, hey, what were we grateful for in that? You know, hey, it was good to go and see Mum and Dad for breakfast. What were you grateful for?
What's that old question? You know, I turn to Robbie and say, how many kidneys do you have?
Yeah.
Two. Pipe down. Yeah. If you do have one, lay off the eggnog. So, well, that's your liver, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Bruce Sullivan on Christmas Day. Bringing joy into people's lives, mate. It's a great perspective to have. It's a simple one, but one we should really take in the next couple of weeks. And always great advice from you.
This 96.5 podcast has been brought to you by alisajames.com.au. Fashion accessories online. Live the look.